Well, just turn over in the to the book of Hebrews, and we'll turn over to chapter 10, verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast no pleasure. Then I said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will,
Amen.
O God.
Amen.
Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offerings for sin that thou wouldest not, neither hath pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Christ once and for all.
Amen.
That's a tremendous text. Mm-hmm. What did he come to do? I come to do thy will.
Amen.
What was the will of God? That the old law should be taken away, and that God would establish a new altar, a perfect sacrifice, blood that can make 10,000 clean and has atoned for us, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the blood of Jesus Christ once and for all. Once and for all. The work's done. The price is paid. Let us rejoice together. Some brother will lead us in thanksgiving for the bread, which speaks of the broken body of the Savior. Amen.